This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
Temperatures in Los Angeles surged to 121 degrees the first Sunday in September, the highest reading ever recorded in the city, as the West Coast grappled with a dangerous heat wave. The National Weather Service said the temperature observed at Woodland Hills Station is 2 degrees higher than the previous record set in 2006. The Mojave Desert Fire in August destroyed the heart of a beloved Joshua tree forest. The Mojave wildfire burned one of the world's largest forests of Joshua trees, charring more than 1.3 million trees. Most of the charred trees are still standing. In the evening light, their leaves bleached with scorch take on an eerie beauty. But they are doomed, and the 43,273 acres of the Dome Fire are forever transformed. Karachi, with a population of 15 million people, was recently largely underwater. Pakistan's biggest city had its roads turned into rivers, its houses destroyed, and its people fleeing to shelters, suffering from its worst flood since records began. 4 days after record-breaking rainfall wrecked havoc on the city, parts of it remained waterlogged and without power. A 165-foot deep crater has ripped through the tundra in the northwest region of Siberia in what's normally one of the coldest places on Earth. The past year, though, it has been anything but, and the crater is just the latest sign of Siberia's summer of hot discontent. Unfortunately, the climate crisis is causing the soil to thaw, releasing methane into the atmosphere. Bad news for the planet, to be sure, since methane is a greenhouse gas roughly 30 times more potent than carbon dioxide. A new contest has begun in the South China Sea, where fishing vessels and warships increasingly rely on electronics, satellites, and wartime strategies to stake territorial claims and harvest one of the world's richest fishing grounds. Rising tensions between the U.S. and China have made a bad situation worse for the 3.7 million people officially employed in the fishing of the waters and millions more who make their living from a sea that separates 10 countries and territories. Rising threats and falling catches from overfishing have increased competition over dwindling fish stocks, while also risking sparking a conflict that further inflames relations between China and the rest of the world. According to a lawsuit filed the first week of September in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio, companies including Lockheed Martin Corporation and Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company recklessly and negligently operated a nuclear site in Ohio that poisoned nuclear workers and contaminated the environment. The defendants are accused of not only showing a lack of concern for safety, but they tried to hide information about criminal operations at the site in violation of the RICO Act. The government is trying to redefine what habitat means for the purposes of enforcing the Endangered Species Act, the landmark law that has dictated wildlife protections in the U.S. since 1973. Critics see this change as an attempt to weaken the act. Once an imperiled species is listed under the act, federal officials designate critical habitat that it needs to survive. That can include where a species lives and areas where they don't live, but are deemed essential for survival. Such designations can come into conflict with private landowners and those using public lands for recreation, grazing, and energy development. As reported in The Ecologist, a study published in the magazine Nature Climate Change, a fifth of carbon dioxide emissions come from multinational companies' global supply chains. These emissions are generated by multinationals' assets and suppliers abroad. The study shows that the flow of investment is typically from developed countries to developing ones, meaning that emissions are in effect outsourced to poorer parts of the world. The research shows the impact that multinationals can have by encouraging greater energy efficiency among suppliers or by choosing suppliers that are more carbon efficient.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.